This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, we'll get quarterly results from two big beauty brands, the affordable e.l.f. Beauty Cosmetics and a fancy one, Estee Lauder, which started out the week by saying it is cutting more than 3,000 jobs, as much as 5% of the workforce. It's a time with many new competitors in the makeup and what they call beauty market. Here's Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall.
If you're going to launch a beauty brand these days, you really have to bring it, says Eva Yen, founder of the consultancy Love Life Beauty.
When there's so many, let's say, you know, gladiators already there, why are you coming into the arena to fight? What do you have to offer that's different?
It's an evolving business, influenced heavily by the ethos of Gen Z, says Ildiko Juhas with the Fashion Institute of Technology. When young people dab on a fragrance,
they want to express themselves. They want it to boost their mood. They don't necessarily they're not necessarily doing it to seduce somebody else.
Gen Zers also don't necessarily want to buy beauty products in a store unless there's a hook.
Is it an appearance from a brand founder? You know, is it like a celebrity appearance? Is it like there's a sampling, program happening?
This round, it's Gen Z. But legacy brands have always had to keep redefining themselves to stay relevant, says Katie Thomas with the Kearney Consumer Institute.
In a lot of ways, besides for a couple products, not always an incredibly loyal category in that you're going to stay there for years and years and years.
One way brands, new and old, may pitch themselves this year is by focusing on the science behind their products.
So a lot of talk of, peptides or perhaps at-home tools.
And legacy brands who have invested big bucks in research and development may use that as a selling point, says Mintel analyst Lauren Goodsit.
Bringing that to the forefront so that while consumers are out doing their research, trying to find the best products, the best brands, they'll see that proven efficacy and know that it is a brand that they can trust.
And earning that trust also depends on having the right messenger, says Melissa Hibbert, founder of Shift Beauty Consulting Agency. Instead of relying on celebrity influencers who have paid thousands of dollars for plastic surgery, consumers want more authenticity.
The jig is up. The veil has been pulled back and, and brands know it now. They cannot keep moving in that direction.
She says brands can build that trust by working with nano influencers who have niche audiences. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.